Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes. A good Friday morning, and so we begin. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way. AB with your update. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific we go. Each and every morning, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio, we thank all of our affiliates across the country, Sirius 206, XM 206, Sirius XM app, channel 206 as well, and hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose. Says business out of the way. Taz, good morning, brother. Happy Friday, man.
Oh, happy Friday,
it's
Moose.
The end of the work week. Should be excited.
Everybody's off.
No doubt.
I love Fridays. You know, I always run around and say happy Friday. I'm jovial and full of jocularity.
No doubt. Yes, you're a man of the people.
You know, and you are going on vacation.
I'm looking
forward to that. Good. And no, I mean, I'm looking forward to it for you, I should say. You know, I'm happy for you.
Listen,
you know?
So am I. You might be looking forward to it. That makes two of us.
No, I'm going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to miss you too. But
bro.
We got you for one
I
day
really
here.
I'll call in every morning.
Only one more day.
I'll call in every morning. All right?
Only one more day. No, we're going to block you. You can't get through. No, it's great. It's going to be a great show.
There's somebody named Mark Melusis on the hotline.
Yeah, put him on the do not disturb list.
Right, yeah.
But
from right behind. Speakerphone Joe.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. Anyway, we got a great one on this Friday.
You're exactly right. I am off next week, and this is the final soiree for you and I for a week or so. And we got an action-packed show. Grant Wall is going to join us a little later on in the program. We will preview certainly the World Cup final between France and Croatia, which is going to take place Sunday in Moscow, and we've spent a lot of time on the World Cup. We've got a Greek selection coming up later on. We've got a new segment that we're going to bring into the fold a little bit later on in the program as well, which is going to be a fun one, good debate, good conversation,
yes.
Generate some calls, some traffic on social media. The greats versus the greats.
That's 1v1, correct.
1v1, and great players versus great players, regardless of sport. So looking forward to that, Taz. So a lot to get into over the course of the next 3 hours, and let's get to it. As the NFL training camps, amazingly enough, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of NFL training camps.
Wait.
Think about that. We're about 13 days, give or take, depending on when your team that your rooting interest is around gets going in training camp. But pretty much for everybody, a little less than 2 weeks away from the start of camps. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremonies out in Canton, Ohio, are right around the corner as well. And a lot of the conversation over the last month and a half in regards to the Pro Football Hall of Fame has been about Terrell Owens.
Right?
Who gets into the Hall of Fame, rightfully so. One of the great wide receivers the sport has ever seen. And we understand the rules have changed, what you can do in the defensive backfield. But a physical freak, you want to say a divisive force at times, he certainly was. When big moments came up and played remarkably well, his Super Bowl performance for the Philadelphia Eagles in a losing performance against the New England Patriots was just off the charts. But
yep.
Terrell Owens finally gets into the Hall of Fame, Taz, and the scuttlebutt around him, the conversation around him is that he is not going to be part of the induction ceremony by his choosing. That he is going to deliver a speech at his college.
Yeah, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, his alma mater, and that's what he chooses to do. And I don't know. I got a funny feeling the Hall of Fame committee up there out there in Canton is not too happy. That's what I think.
Right. Anyway. Well, you get that sense. And you and I were not critical of him when he made that announcement that he wanted to do something different and was not going to be part of the induction ceremony in Canton, Ohio, to each his own. Do I think there might be a little bit of regret down the line? I do. But if he's willing to, if he wants to do something that's a little bit different, so be it. If he wants to deliver a speech at his the college that he went to, so be it. But now you start to get an inkling of just how ticked off or bothered by the fact that he is not going to be there. The Hall of Fame is. And they will, number one, mail him his gold jacket.
Wow.
And then, number two, his name will not be announced at the proceedings.
Yeah, and that now just so
how is that possible,
dude? I know. I just so people understand, because when I initially was reading this and hearing this, I was a teeny bit confused, but then it all clicked for me. Just so maybe people in their cars listening, so wherever they are, so that basically means that Terrell Owens he's not going to be more or less acknowledged on the TV show that you watch, the Hall of Fame ceremony. We see all these great players and they have their gold jackets and then they talk and someone inducts them, a former coach or a family member or a former teammate, whoever. So that's really, they're just going to honor the Hall of Fame. They're going to honor the guys that are there. And a lot of people agree with this from what I hear. People that kind of cover sports like we do, they agree with it. I personally, I'm getting the vibe from you that you and I might be on the same page here. I think this is horrible. I think it's an agenda. It comes off to me like an agenda. Agenda filled by the Hall of Fame committee, production-wise, TV, all this kind of jazz, because T.O. won't be there. We're not going to acknowledge him. Well, that's wrong. Just, you're going to mail a guy his jacket. Okay, I get it. If he's not going to be there, what are you supposed to do? You got to get him his jacket. So, I mean, I understand that part. You're going to mail it to him. Why not, have someone from the Hall of Fame? Here's just an idea. Just spitballing. Okay, Moose? Why not have somebody from the Hall of Fame committee or some former great player who respects T.O. and is happy for T.O. fly that guy from wherever his home is with T.O.'s jacket to T.O.'s house, or bring it to the University of Tennessee Chattanooga on August 4th when T.O. makes his announcement and give him his jacket? Why not do that for the guy?
You could do that. The jacket aspect doesn't bother me maybe as much as it bothers you.
A little bit.
That aspect of it, if they want to mail it to him, FedEx it, UPS, whatever it might be, okay, he's not going to be there that night. I don't know if they have to spend money, more money, Taz, and go out of their way
A $500 round trip.
But let me
ticket?
Ask you this. It's of his choosing.
I know it is.
He's deciding to do it at the university.
I understand that.
It's not like he's uninvited. He's decided to do that. So the jacket, to me,
is more
of a symbol. Is more symbolic than anything else. They could do something, as you mentioned, and
seems high road. I would
agree with you. It would be A-okay. Make it a bigger spectacle. Fly the jacket.
I get it. And that's it.
Right. He's getting the ultimate honor, but they're saying, well, we're giving you the ultimate honor, and you're deciding not to join the festivities here in Canton, Ohio. So are we going to go out of our way, have a guy hop on a flight with the jacket, maybe a representative, maybe a former player, maybe a representative from the Hall of Fame, and fly him to the college or your hometown or wherever T.O. is living now?
Oh, I know why they won't do that, though.
Right,
I know why.
Right, they're not going to do that because they're ticked off.
That's one main reason why they're ticked off. They're also not going to do that because they don't want to set a tone for other guys going forward.
Right.
That's why they won't do that.
Fair. All fair and good. That aspect doesn't bother me as much as...
No, I know, I know.
How do you not mention him?
Oh, it's horrible.
During the festivities.
Oh, it's stupid.
How do you... He is going into the Hall of Fame. He is going to get a bust. Usually at the end of... Correct me if I'm wrong, but... And I didn't watch it last year all that much. I saw the highlights of the speeches.
I watch it usually every year. I enjoy it, actually.
At the end of the year, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't all the guys on the stage at the end after the speeches are delivered?
Yes.
And their busts are right next to them?
Yes. Usually that's exactly
so
what happens.
Let me ask you this, Taz. Is T.O.'s bust not going to be on the stage? Isn't he not part of the Hall of Fame class? Regardless of whether or not he's there or not, how do you not mention him?
To me, it's a horrible look. And some people don't agree with that, and some people do agree with it. And I'm glad to see that you and I are on a similar page on that. It's a horrible look for the Hall of Fame committee because it makes it seem like their agenda. It makes it feel like their arrogance, like, how dare you not come to the event where we're honoring these players, and you're one of them. How dare you not come to our event where we're honoring you? Well, is it really about you, the player, if you're the Hall of Fame, or is it about you, the Hall of Fame? That's what they're making it about. They're making it about themselves by not acknowledging this man's success and what he's done. I don't give a rat's ass if he decides to accept it in Tennessee at University of Tennessee Chattanooga. I don't care if he decides to accept that University of Nebraska at CW Post at Mercy College at University of San Francisco. I don't care where. If he goes to a 7-Eleven in Orlando, he earned this.
Agreed.
You can't just diss him at the frickin' ceremony. You got to acknowledge him.
I don't disagree. And it's not like the Hall of Fame has not had a bad looks in recent memory. The whole Junior Seau scenario, after he committed suicide, he wanted his daughter, Sydney, to deliver a speech. Told her that before his death, untimely death, obviously. And the Hall of Fame would not allow Sydney Seau to deliver the speech. And they have a protocol for players who are deceased. Everything in the controversy around brain trauma and concussions and everything in the light test, and the Hall of Fame got a lot of flack for that. Now you look at this; he's going in. He's alive. He's decided to deliver a speech at the college that he attended, which is going to give nice rub to them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has made that decision. They're mailing him the gold jacket. But to not even give you a video montage, to not even tell you and mention his name during the proceedings is so small. It really is from the Hall of Fame. Be better than that. You know, use the message from LeBron James. You know, be better tomorrow. If you're the Hall of Fame, be better.
I like that line.
Don't stoop to that level. Terrell Owens is not coming from you from an angry level. He's celebrating. He's deciding to be a little bit different. He's deciding to do something different than anybody else has done. So be it. If that's it, he's getting into the Hall of Fame class. What are you gonna? If I flip on the NFL Network that night, Taz, is there not going to be one commentator that's going to mention T.O. on the NFL Network broadcast?
I got news for you, my friend. There will be not just a commentator who mentions T.O. at the Hall of Fame ceremony. There'll be a player in his induction. I wouldn't be shocked if a guy like Ray Lewis shouts him out, or Randy Moss, or one of these guys. Someone, Brian Urlacher. He's going in with a great class. I mean, Jerry Kramer, I don't think he's going to. He was playing in the mid to late 60s for the Packers.
Kramer's a nice guy, though.
Yes, he is, but he's a great offensive guard, great player. Him and a guy named Fuzzy Thurston were the two guards on that Green Bay Packer football team. I wasn't even born, but I remember. I'm a nerd for that. But regardless, someone, maybe Brian Dawkins, one of these guys. And that's the other thing. You know, so what? Because T.O., he showed a lot of moxie. He's shown a lot of individualism. He's showing, it almost reflects who he was as a player. He was never known as, like, I'm not saying he was a bad teammate, but he was never known as, like, loved in the locker room type guy. He was an I, me, give me the ball type guy. And when you gave him the ball, he usually scored or got a plethora of yards. So what is he doing? He's doing this on his own. It's creative. It's different. I don't know if you heard this, but he is going to be inducted Saturday, August 4th at the University of Tennessee at McKenzie Arena at 3:17 p.m. So people say, why 3:17 p.m.? Because he will be the 317th player entered in the hall. How cool is that?
That is cool.
That's very cool.
That's great.
I like that. Yeah, that's very smart of him. So, you know, listen, the Hall of Fame, that committee, Canton, dude, they don't want to set a precedent. Other players doing this going forward. You know why? They will lose money. These guys bring money.
They do.
They draw people into that town, little town.
Right, but not everyone's going to look at it. And I would have the belief, if I am in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if I am a decision maker there, Taz, that this is the oddity. This is the outlier. Because, and I can only speak for myself. If I dedicated my entire life to being a football player, and I play that to the level to be honored and be placed in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I want to be part of those ceremonies. I would want to be part of those ceremonies. And I think the majority going forward, this is the outlier. You've never seen this before. Maybe there might be one or two or three occasions in the all too, you know, not so distant future. But Taz, for the most part, guys want to be there.
Yeah.
They want to be with their brethren.
Yeah,
they want to be. They want to be with their former teammates. Everyone usually throws a party the night before, the night of the ceremonies.
Yep.
Remember, Jerry Jones had Justin Timberlake singing at his a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Why wouldn't he?
Right. So my point being is, I would look at this as not being a case of them being fearful of this becoming commonplace. I would say I'm confident in the fact that when you honor guys for what they did, blood, sweat, and tears, how they laid it on the line and during the course of their pro football careers, that they will be here in Canton, Ohio.
I have
God
to tell
willing.
You, and I agree with everything you said for the most part, and I know you didn't say this, but I'm telling you, Moose, I really believe that this is the beginning of this happening more than it's not going to. I think I don't want to say every year, that's an exaggeration. I think you're going to get this a lot over the years to come, where you're going to get a guy or two that says, no, I don't want to, just give me my deal, that's fine. Listen, I'm just telling you.
I'd be surprised by that. I would be.
But Moose, I'm just letting you, I don't know how to word this without sounding, I don't know how to say it. I wish someone else would say it for me, but it's not going to happen. But I'm talking about wrestling with myself. Like, I just, without getting into details, like if that ever happened for me, I'm not saying that I would not want to go to the ceremony, but a part of me almost wouldn't. And it's not because I have hate for anyone. Maybe, I don't think Teal, maybe he don't have hate. Sometimes, dude, you know what it is? You just want it to keep it small. You don't want the whole dog and pony show. You don't.
I get it.
It sounds weird, but I could. A part of me, the former athlete in me, can see what Tio's saying a little bit.
Right, I really can.
I mean,
Tio wants the attention, though, Taz. I mean, he
I would assume,
He's been an attention hound his entire career. And I loved Owens, and I defended him as a player, and I enjoyed watching him play wide receiver in the NFL, and he had sometimes way too many drops for my liking, but he was a physical freak. I do think he's doing something different to grab attention, take attention, and that might be the reason why the Hall of Fame is as bothered as they are. It's not a case of, all right, he's just having a house party at his home or doing something private, doesn't want to be there, doesn't want to deliver, whatever it might be. No, he's doing something completely different. Well, I get it. Listen, it's up to every individual. But I would say this. Majority of the players that get inducted moving forward,
They want to go to the festivities. Yeah, well, if this
they want to be a part of it.
Hey, what if this
Who doesn't want to talk about themselves for 15 minutes,
well,
Taz?
Well, he's going to do that at McKenzie Arena at University of Tennessee.
I know.
But I get your drift. And he's going to get more attention than maybe the actual Hall of Fame event in Canton itself. Hey, listen, before we go to break, if this was Robert Brazil, okay, who's going into Hall, who was a great linebacker that no one remembers from the Houston Oilers, and I remember this guy, if this was him doing this, no one would care.
Nobody would
talk about it.
Right, nobody would.
Nobody would even care.
It's got to be more of a modern player.
Yeah, well, a guy with strong name value, and that's the other thing I want to say real quick. Dude, I really think, I don't know Teal from a hole in the wall, right? I think that part of it is an ego thing, not just that he's putting attention on himself, but at the end, they usually close the ceremony with whoever they feel the top guy is. That's the main eventer in that induction ceremony, in that ceremony. I think it's probably going to be Ray Lewis who's the guy who's the last guy, or maybe, probably not Randy Moss, maybe Ray Lewis. Maybe Teal feels that way, and he wants to be last. Maybe that's why.
Maybe he does.
That's what I think.
It's all ego.
That's part of me thinks that about him.
That's fair. But at that stage, aren't you getting a little carried away if you're Terrell Owens?
They're competitive. Dude, they're in the Hall. They're going to Hall of Fame because they're ultra competitive people.
They're being honored as the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but you want to be the greatest. You want to be last. You want to be. Listen, man.
Taz, you watched it every year. Who went last year?
I couldn't tell you.
Who went last 2 years ago?
These questions have the same answer.
And it's rhetorical, right? Nobody does.
I don't know the answers.
Nobody
to these
does. It's
and but, I watch it,
right? And you watch it, and I'm not just pointing out to you, but I could ask any NFL fan that calls us this morning and say who made the last speech. I get what you're saying, the honor of it, but for the very fact is it's interesting moving forward. I think we're also in agreement here. The Pro Football Hall of Fame. They've got to do a better job than this. They can't be this small-minded and not mention his name. It's one thing for Owens, ego, whatever the rationale and the reason behind the engine that's getting him away from Canton, Ohio, and put a, whatever it might be. You and I are in agreement. To each his own. Wants to do it, so be it. You mentioned if you happen to get into the Wrestling Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame, you might not want to be part of the festivities. You might want to do something a little bit quiet, a little bit more private, friends and family.
But the
and
way that would work, they would say you're not going in then.
Well, that's a shame.
It's a little different with WWE.
Well, right.
I'm not saying I would do that. What I'm saying was real quick, not to interrupt you. What I'm saying is I'm more of a private, quiet person. I know it's kind of crazy what I do for a living, but I actually am. I like to stay low-key.
Right.
I don't like the whole big pop and circle. I really don't.
I got you.
You know, but I, you know, I'm not saying I would do that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. It would maybe be part of the conversation, and if I'm the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you got to be better than that. You have to get to a scenario here where you look at it and say, all right, it's an outlier. He's doing this. He's being a little bit different, but we've got to still honor him.
No doubt. There's no doubt. You're right.
On Hall of Fame night. He's not going to get all the pomp and circumstance that everyone else. We're going to mail him the jacket, but he's got to be mentioned. He's got to be discussed. You have to put together a video. You got to do all
correct.
That.
And
if you don't do that, I mean, it makes no sense.
You're right, dude. And you got to let the live audience there, because there's a lot of people there. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Even though he's in Tennessee, give him a round of applause.
The Hall of Fame will honor Terrell Owens. We want your thoughts at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Plus, does Vegas know where Kawhi is landing? We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Rolling right along. Okay. AB is in the house. First time this morning. I'm
trying to get a word in.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, Ed.
Moose, happy Friday. Taz.
Plenty of time. I'll be right
over there. Taz, the floor is yours.
The clock is ticking, Eddie.
All next week to talk.
Yeah. What do you think? You're going to get under my skin with that one?
I'm trying.
The floor is yours.
I'm trying.
The floor is yours.
Welcome to the Taz Show. What is your sports update, sir?
Well, thanks for asking, Taz. That sports update is brought to you by Barbasol. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. There was a time when we were wondering which NBA team would give Isaiah Thomas a huge contract, but that nagging hip injury has left Thomas reportedly with the veterans minimum in Denver, the one-year deal worth $2 million. That, not the only transaction Denver made last night, unloading the expiring contracts of forwards Kenneth Faried and Darrell Arthur on Mikey B's Nets. The Nuggets saving $21 million in salary, so Brooklyn also receives a first-round pick in June, but it is protected 1 through 12. That's not the only transaction the Nets made last night, reportedly sending veteran point guard Jeremy Lin to the Hawks. Brooklyn now has just D'Angelo Russell and Spencer Dinwiddie at the position, while the Hawks may now trade Dennis Schroeder. Albert Pujols, again, moving up the all-time home run list.
Here's Albert swinging at a pitch. It's hit deep in the left field. Out of here! Out by the Angels' bullpen. Two-homer night for Albert.
That's Terry Smith on Angels Radio. Pujols' second homer in an 11-2 defeat of the Mariners, number 630 of his career. That ties him with Ken Griffey Jr., for sixth all-time. A grand slam and RBI single from Mookie Betts in Boston's 10th straight win, 6-4 over the Blue Jays. The Yankees outscored the Indians in Cleveland 7-4, and the Phillies won a makeup game in Baltimore 5-4. Same final in Queens, the Nats over the Mets. Jameson Taillon, K-Day career-high 10-6, as his Pirates beat the Brewers 6-3. Milwaukee has dropped 4-6. And the Dodgers, a 3-2 win in San Diego. The Wimbledon men's semifinals begin at 6 Mountain Time. American John Isner meets Kevin Anderson, who upset Roger Federer 2 days ago. Then Rafael Nadal squares off with Novak Djokovic. Nadal is 5-for-5 in the semis at the All England Club, but he hasn't been this far since 2011. And as many as 8 Rutgers football players reportedly under investigation for credit card fraud. 2 key defenders were kicked off the team earlier this week, but we don't know yet if those 2 things are connected. Guys?
All right, thank you, AB. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, Taz, you could save 15% or more car insurance.
That's correct, Moose. We were having a good discussion to open up our program here about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and that they are not going to individually honor Terrell Owens, who's going into Hall, and he will not be in Canton at the actual ceremony, the event that we see on TV. He's going to hold his own thing at his own little ceremony, T.O., at his alma mater, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. So let's speak to Larry in California. You're on with Taz and Amos on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Larry?
What's up, Larry?
I cannot believe the audacity of this man. The NFL honors him with induction, and he can't show up. You know what? Take the jacket, put it in the closet, and tell him get in line, try again next year.
Well, hold on, Larry. It's not about the NFL honoring him. It's about what he accomplished. Isn't it about what he accomplished as a player?
Well, no, it's about the NFL acknowledging.
No, no. Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Let's just for clarity's sake, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is different from
the NFL.
It's
not the NFL. True.
It's a separate entity. So okay, this is not the NFL honoring Terrell Owens. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a different entity than the National Football League.
What he did on the field is the same as he's doing right now. He's a showboater. All it is about me, me, me. Look at what I can do, whether it's good or not.
He made the catch in the playoff game against the Packers over the middle on the pass by Steve Young.
The one where he was down on the one and then fell in the end zone and they gave it to him?
Well, listen, come on, stop. He took a massive hit over the middle. What about the very fact of that Super Bowl down in Jacksonville? He was the best player on the field.
He's the best player
on the field, coming back from a broken ankle, do that horse collar tackle by Roy Williams of the Dallas Cowboys.
Larry, you a Raider fan? I'm curious, are you a Raider fan or Niners fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Raider fan.
Ah, okay.
I'm absolutely a Raider fan. I'm a football fan.
Me too. But I'm telling you, and I'm not...
When was the last time you guys want to talk smack about the Raiders? When was the last time?
Who's talking smack about the Raiders, Larry? Who?
Why do you bring it up?
Because you said you're from the Bay Area, and I said, well, okay, are you a 49er fan or an Oakland fan? What does that mean? I'm talking smack. I like the Raiders. How am I talking smack about the Raiders if I ask you who you're a fan of? The hell is that?
I think the insinuation is that he can't look at Terrell Owens fairly because he's a Raider fan.
Who's talking smack about the Raiders, Larry? Did me or Moose do that?
You insinuate, just what your partner said, you insinuate that I have a biased opinion because I'm a Raider fan.
I did do that. I implied it and insinuated it. But hold on. But that doesn't mean I talk smack about the Raiders.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So, and here's the thing. Back to your original thing here about you like what basically the Hall of Fame committee is doing as far as not honoring, not acknowledging. T.O. should not be acknowledged in any way, shape, or form at this event on TV.
No, he shouldn't even be inducted. If he can't show up, he shouldn't be inducted.
Well, that's taking a little too... Hold on. The only reason
you don't show up is if you're dead.
Listen, you're getting a little carried away. Listen, Larry.
Yeah. We appreciate you calling, too.
Thanks a lot for the call, buddy. I can understand fans feeling that way about Terrell Owens. I can understand that. I can understand where Larry's coming from. Yeah, and you have to. You have to be able to look at it and say, well, the point that Larry's making is Terrell Owens is being honored by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he complained when he didn't get in. Now he gets in, and now he's not going to be part of the festivities. I can understand that why that would bother NFL fans.
I understand that. And I understand Larry's point that he's not a fan of the showboating and the style of player that
Well, it's just making it about himself.
Larry's entitled to that, but I just don't think you can make it like this guy, A, doesn't deserve to go in, and B, Larry, you know, if the guy does not want to go to the ceremony, it doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Right.
But that's taking it too far, just like the Pro Football Hall of Fame now is taking it too far by not announcing him or naming him that night of induction. That's taking it too far.
I didn't say nothing about the Raiders. Nothing.
Well, right.
I got nothing against the Raiders.
The insinuation.
If I wanted to say something, but I implied I felt like he had an agenda. That's all. I got nothing against the Raiders.
No, I understand. It's okay.
I like the Raiders.
Right, but it's not that. It's at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, he insinuated. The insinuation was that he had some grudge against Terrell Owens because he was a Raider fan and he hates the 49ers. Yeah. I mean, but at the end of it, Larry gets carried away with himself to begin with because he basically tells you that they should take away the induction because he won't be part of the festivities. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't agree with
that.
Either
you get in or you don't. What the Hall of Fame is doing now is wrong. Terrell Owens to each his own. But I would say this. If you decide to go the path that Terrell Owens is going down, Taz, and you don't want to be a part of it that night, some NFL fans might say, well, then anything else is on the table.
Right. Well,
then what the Pro Football Hall of Fame is doing, you don't want to be a part of it, then we're not going to honor you. Yeah. You want to bring the celebration someplace else and take the focus off what we're doing here in Canton, Ohio.
Correct.
Which is a huge weekend for us to play up to the point that we discussed in the opening segment, Taz. Fans come in. They got a game to play. Hotels are sold out. Restaurants are booked. They make a lot of money that weekend in Canton, Ohio. I'm sure the rates are through the roof. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that weekend.
Money, man. It's a lot of money.
And it's an absolute complete moneymaker. Think about all the former NFL players that are in the building, all the billionaire owners that are in town.
Money's being spent. I've been to the great state of Ohio many times. I love that place. I love Cleveland. I love Cincinnati. I've been all over that state. I've wrestled all over that state. But let's be honest. When else is anybody going or talking about the lovely little town of Canton? Never. It's like Cooperstown, New York, for the Baseball Hall of Fame. No one except for, you know, well, you're going to go to Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame. It's going to generate money. It's going to pick the revenue up. That's like vacation, if you own a business in Cape Cod. Okay, you're not making money in December if you own a business in Cape Cod in Massachusetts. You know, it's a vacation little town that you're making money in the summer if you own a small business there on a main street and, you know, wherever. Same thing with Canton, Ohio. So that money's coming into that town. This the Hall of Fame is in conjunction with that town, and that hall is there to bring money in. A guy like Tio, guys like Ray Lewis, guys like Brian Dawkins, these guys are big-name football players that deserve to go in the hall. So when one of them says, no, I'm not going, we're not going to acknowledge him now because you're not helping us make money. He's a draw. T.O.'s going to pop a number on TV. No matter if you like him or not, he's going to pop a number when he gives his speech because he's an outspoken, opinionated guy. And now he's going to do that at University of Tennessee Chattanooga.
Yes, he is.
Big difference.
And that's why the mayor kept the beaches open in Jaws. 855-212-4CBS.
Can't follow that.
855-212-4227.
Damn. I'll tell you what, sir. You finally bring your A-game. How's that for a little comedy?
What is that?
What a left right. That's a horrible.
You can go on,
that out of the podcast.
You can go on hating on the Raiders during the course of the break. That's the last time I defend you.
I love the Raiders.
That's it. Larry, you're right.
Matt Millen was one of my favorite guys. I mean, he's a great linebacker. John Matusak, Lyle Alzado, Howie Long. I go on and on.
Matt Millen.
Otis Sistrunk.
Yes.
How's that for a name for you? Kenny King. No one remembers Kenny King, great running back.
No, I remember.
I'll spit out Raiders all day.
We're good. We're good.
Happy Friday.
We'll pass. Taz of the Moose with you.
Oh, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard update. We get into that next as we roll right along. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Look at this right now. I don't know what I ate.
Right.
Very minimal this early in the morning. Something's not agreeing with
me. That was very good. Well, you can go to the bathroom. I'll take it.
Oh.
Time now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. No, seriously, you could leave the room. I don't need to smell you. Thank you.
I don't have to smell. Maybe I just have to vomit. That's not the impression you're giving. All right.
I'm fine.
I've worked with you for seven months.
You can go hang out with Bilotti.
He'll gladly smell you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. You got 9 seconds left, Bilotti. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Funny. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Latest Kawhi Leonard rumors now the betting favorite in Las Vegas, Nevada is the Toronto Raptors.
Interesting.
Will be the landing spot for Kawhi Leonard. Fascinating.
It really is.
You could always say Vegas always knows. That's why the strip in Las Vegas wasn't built on winners. It was built on losers.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, the house always wins, right? They always find a way to win.
That's true.
And to the Toronto Raptors, if I were Kawhi, I would head east. I would not head west.
Bro, we've talked about this a while back.
We've discussed this a lot.
I agree.
You'd want to head somewhere east.
Yeah.
Get away from Golden State. Even if you want to be your own man, if you want to get out of, here's the other, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you want to get out of the shadows, say, conceivably speaking, of everything that went down in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly the legendary players, we talked to David Robinson, Tim Duncan, now Tony Parker's a member of the Charlotte Hornets. But you were going to be the guy moving forward, but that wasn't good enough. You wanted a bigger market, right? Now, if you go to Los Angeles and say, conceivably speaking, the Lakers, that's LeBron's team. If you go to the Clippers, it's still the Lakers' town. So I guess it would make sense to me, and you and I have discussed it, Taz, to head east. I'm surprised it's Toronto.
I am too.
That's where my surprise comes from. I'm surprised it's Toronto.
Well, the 76ers are still some scuttlebutt that, and I hope that happens, that Kawhi ends up with Philadelphia. There is, that depends on that would be likely if something would happen with Markelle Fultz. Like if the six, you know what I mean? That's the only thing with that. But listen, man, I'm with you. If the Raptors, I should say, get Kawhi, that would.
Talk about changing the dynamic of your team, Taz. You get a top five player.
Yeah.
You're labeled as a soft team in the postseason. Defense just got better. You're also labeled as a great regular season team that can't perform in the clutch. You add a guy that has won a championship already, has been an NBA Finals MVP when San Antonio went up against LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
Mm.
And you completely change the dynamic and the discourse of the conversation. We talk about bad days for the NBA and competitive balance, Taz, and we discussed Clyde Drexler. We talked to Clyde Drexler yesterday as we worked around all the conversation around the big three. He did give you some pieces of information in terms of the modern day NBA and said it is a problem how top heavy the league is and the West and the Eastern Conference. He also said, well, it's up for teams in the East to develop players and bring more talent in. You add Kawhi Leonard to Toronto, and now you have him up in Toronto, what Boston's doing, and then your Philadelphia squad, that threesome, that triumvirate of teams moving forward, that would be a fun trio of teams for the next 5-6 years.
Completely agree. And then the poor Cavaliers are just the poor Cavaliers, unfortunately, for the great folks in Cleveland. But so what happens, though, with the Raptors, right? So what's the deal? So if you're able to land a Kawhi Leonard, a guy with this mega star power this guy has, do you lose DeRozan? Do you have to, right? You probably have Lowry. I mean, what happens with those guys? Like, what's the deal?
Well, I would imagine.
That's what I'm wondering.
You have to give to get.
Right? You got to, yeah.
So I would imagine DeMar DeRozan would be part of the deal heading to San Antonio. How could he not be?
I would think. It has
and
to be.
And then the news yesterday that he cleaned out his Instagram account. Now, one could have nothing to do with the other, but it also ramps up the speculation and the drama, which the NBA just absolutely feeds off of.
They do.
That he is part of some kind of trade talk between the Raptors and the San Antonio Spurs.
Talk about social media accounts getting cleaned out. Did you hear about the whole Twitter thing with the robots?
Yes.
Holy crap. It got me.
Yeah.
I lost about 10,000 followers. Yeah. No, actually, what did I say, Mikey B, before? 20,000. Yeah. I lost like 20,000 followers. That robots don't follow. I didn't know that.
20,000. Yes, they did a purge.
Yeah, man. And my, I looked at my account last night. I wasn't on social media that much, and I saw it. I'm like, what the heck? I was at like, I don't know. I can't think it was at like 419, 400,000, 400,019.
419,000?
That one.
Okay.
And
400,019.
What am I going to do without you next week? And so 419K.
Yes,
now
it
I'm
gotcha.
At like 40.4K. What the heck?
So you almost dipped below four.
That'd be catastrophic.
You almost were at 399.
Oh my God, that'd be horrible. What would I do?
Yes, so they did a purge, which is good. They cleaned out all the robots.
Did you hear? I didn't know. By the way, I didn't never purchased a Twitter file.
Right, it's nothing to do with that.
Like Ray Lewis, you heard about him. He lost like a whole bunch. I was talking to AB before the show about it. What did he say, Mike? Ray Lewis, like...
From 720,000 to about 360, so about half.
Dude, how about that?
That's a lot, so he bought some.
Remember, I think we talked about him a while back, Ray Lewis. A couple of them superstar guys had some kind of a robot Twitter gimmick, Schnabitz, Fern and Burnham.
Well, you could go online. There was a point in time, I don't know if you can, you could buy them.
Yeah, I'd never done that.
For like $60, you could buy like 300,000 followers.
I looked at your account.
Yeah.
You lost nothing.
No, I lost about 1,300.
Oh, I had my people look into it.
It's your people. The same people that said 400,019.
I guess I won't live that down today.
No, I mean...
told you my stomach hurts.
Your
it
stomach
affects my brain.
I get it, but... It's great that Twitter is doing that. It's a shame.
It
is great that they're doing that. It's a shame for anyone certainly maybe they bought them.
I know.
Waste of money.
I don't
Why
care
do you do that?
Like, I got to be honest. Like some people.
Well, there are people that do.
I know, dude.
They take great pride in the amount of followers they have. They walk around on a gold chain. They want to tell you.
Gold chain.
They do. They want to tell you how many followers they have.
I know. I don't.
They live, eat, and breathe, and reaction.
I don't do that.
Tweeting selfies, whatever it might be.
Yeah, no,
by the way, did you see Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
Is about to become the first, the youngest, I guess, well, on her way to becoming the youngest self-made billionaire.
And did she earn this money?
She has a cosmetics
her
line.
But her family, like, you know, Bruce and...
Well, it's interesting that the term, and what was the magazine that she was on? I think she was on the cover of Forbes.
Really?
Yes, I swear to you.
I don't follow a lot of the pop culture stuff.
She was on the cover of Forbes.
Yeah.
Well, it was all over the place yesterday, the news.
I was training.
All day?
Anyway. Constantly.
I digress.
Yes.
Self-made. Is it a little... Money makes money.
Yes, you need to have money to make money. I agree, but you need to have a starting point, like your parents giving you a bunch, and that's what happened.
But
with
that's
her
the
and her
point,
sisters too.
Right? They compare it to say Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
right. Wow. From
Facebook Jones.
From Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know.
He created. He created.
Yeah.
Him and the two other guys up it. They created.
What was he at like Harvard or
Harvard.
Dartmouth? Dartmouth.
Yeah, I think it was Harvard.
Ivy League,
wasn't it Harvard?
I think it was Harvard.
Yeah. So,
Harvard.
But he created it. He started it. That's self-made.
Yeah, that's a self-made guy.
It's not coming from. If I start with $15 million to launch a business,
yeah, and then you become a billionaire, who gives a rat's ass? You had a lot of assistants, 15 million assistances,
right?
Yeah,
the only thing self-made on her is her lips.
Well, she's a lovely looking lady, though. She's a very attractive woman.
She is. Yeah. I understand that.
Now she's very, 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 very wealthy.
She's very, very wealthy.
She was going
but
out
I would not say I would not say self-made.
Who was Clay Thompson? No, who was the guy? I'm confused. One of the NBA guys that was one of those girls was dating.
Kendall is going out with Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, right? From
Kendall Jenner
from
is the 76ers. Is the model.
Right,
Kendall. Kylie Jenner.
I confused them with the K.
If you watched, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner was the one that
Mikey
the mom used to always get on.
Mikey B.
Was there Blake Griffin involved in this at some point too?
On
maybe?
The couch,
Blake Griffin was with Kendall.
Wow, look at
Kylie.
Look
at Kylie was with I think Tigger, and then
Moose is like a 19-year-old girl in college, like studying this. He's unbelievable.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.